Microphone check. Does my mic sound nice? Yes, it does. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. We focus on the real journey to being 1% better every damn day. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. I am Jared Damn, back in the building once again. And if you're new here, I got you. It's About Damn Time. It's a podcast about self-discovery. It's my self-journey. I'm on the road to building a better me. And hopefully through conversations and revelations, you too can build a better you. That's what we're doing this week on this impromptu solo episode. All right, so here's let me put y'all in my mind right now. So a couple of housekeeping things. I hate saying housekeeping, but I always say it. But anyway, a couple of housekeeping things before we get started. So I have been locked in, focused on building up my YouTube community and everything. So I wanted to give an episode that I had put out last year a little bit more love, because I didn't have the opportunity to really give it the love that I needed. I think because I was sick, which I'm sick now, but we're gonna get into that. excuse me. And so as I try to build that up, I wanted to kind of pay some more love to that, but I didn't necessarily want to hit y'all with a revisit, a review, a rerun episode. So this one is special. This one is a audio only episode. So for you individuals that listen to me, and you know, maybe you close your eyes when I, you know, talk in a nice soft voice and say, "Welcome to It's About Damn Time. I miss you and I'm glad you're here." Sorry. For those of you that listen to the audio version of it, this one's just for you. So, because I wanted to give you something this week, and why not give you a solo episode on a little small lesson that I just kind of learned yesterday, basically. So, in this lesson, well, as you know, all right, I've been coughing for like a month. You know what? Just realize you may not know that, because I have been recording episodes for this last month that have not aired yet. So I have been coughing for the month, but you may not know that I've been coughing. Okay. Okay. So let me tell you, in case you don't know, I have been coughing for the last month. So like for June 19th weekend, I think I ended up getting sick, taking Brooklyn to New Orleans, and I end up in some sinuses. I would get sinuses if I go back to Louisiana, and you know, I hadn't really taken care of myself. I've been kind of hitting it hard, trying to, you know, save up some money and, you know, grow the podcast, and I really just, you know, and you know, making sure she good for school, and I really just been kind of focused, hyper focused on everyone else, and everyone keeps telling me to take a look at this cough. And like, yeah, okay, fine. And I go I go and get a virtual visit, and they were like, "Well, you really should come in." I'm like, you know, my doctor's office, I have to wait like two weeks. I ain't got time for that. I need to feel better now. Just give me what you need to give me. Give me an inhaler. Give me like some antibiotics. Fine. Boom. That's what I thought. And it got a little better, then it stopped getting better. And then I've been kind of battling this. And then everybody's like, "You need to go back to the doctor." And, you know, I'm like, I need to save money for, you know, for Brooklyn, in case she needs some stuff. I need to catch up on some things. It's okay. I'll just drink some tea, you know. I got a little mullet in here to help with the cough suppressant. Cough drops at work. They tired of me coughing at work. I swear last week, one of the guys there would send me a message like, do you need a sugar-free mint? I was like, damn. All right. Cool. So I just didn't focus on it. And then I think yesterday, which at the time of recording, yesterday would be Sunday. I had finished work and I felt lethargic and I felt congested. And I want to grocery out, but I've coughed up mucus, the night before. And I'm just like, it made me pause. It made me think like, yo, I have been like locked into grind mode / survival mode. And maybe that's what my dad was doing when he passed, because he had COVID or he had some kind of aftermath of COVID. And he lived alone, much like I do, very independent, much like I am, and ended up, dying in the house alone. And it made me kind of think, I'm like, yo, you gotta get your shit together. Sky, let me just make sure it's not pneumonia since I've been coughing for this long. So I found a urgent care that would accept me, and I went. And shout out to Miss Margaret, the nurse practitioner there. excuse me, because she was funny as hell. So I got wait to be seen. I got in, and she just like, I was telling her about stuff. She's like, "Well, how long you had to cough?" I'm like, "It's been about a month." A month? I'm like, okay. All right. I mean, saying it out loud, I could hear it. I felt the outrage. So I was like, okay. It's been about a month. So then I was like, okay, well, let's see. So I told her, I got the inhaler and I got the other stuff. She's like, okay, well, we need to get you on some more antibiotics, some stronger ones, some different ones that your body's not going to be used to. We need to get you an inhaler. Do you have one of those? I'm like, yeah, they gave me one. She's like, but did they give you the little, cause you can put like a little container on it that'll help go down your throat, pause. It'll help, we breathe it in better. Because otherwise, you just kind of just sit on the back of your tongue, which she said. And it tastes like shit, doesn't it? I'm like, yeah. She's like, all right, well, we can get you that. And then, let's see. Let's check you out. So she started checking me out and, looking up, nose and ears. And she looked at my ears. And let me preface this off by I clean my ears. I want to, because some people don't get it. So I clean my ears, but I'm one of those weird people that have like the extra wax building up that is stubborn. It's not, you gotta work on it. And there's been times where I've had to go to urgent care to actually get it, had them work on it, like with a solution. And, it's a whole thing, but it's usually when it's really impacted. She was like, wow. I said, yeah, I know I need to, and I try to explain. I was explaining to her. She's like, yeah, I get it. She's like, yeah, I have, have you heard of these little drops? And like these drops you can sell at CVS. Excuse me. It's like this hydroperoxide solution with something else in there, and supposed to help, soften, the stuff. And then with warm water, you flush it out and you clear the wax up a little bit more. I was like, yeah. I actually had some at home. And she just looked at me. She's like, it don't do no good staying in the bottle. And I was like, Miss Margaret, why are you talking the truth to me right now? Yeah, but it doesn't. I was like, yeah, you're right. Like I couldn't even do nothing but laugh. I was like, yeah, you're right. And she kept giving me these looks, and it wasn't like looks it wasn't like looks of disappointment or looks like ew or anything like that. It was just looks of like, you need to take care of yourself. Like, why are you not taking care of yourself? And she did about everything but give me a speech on that. But the looks were speaking to me. You know what I mean? And I when I got out of there, after getting all my prescriptions and everything, which, you know, they weren't going to fail out until today anyway. But when I got out of there, I sat in the car for a while and just sat there before I left. And I started thinking, I really need, like, you can't, I get grinding. I get, you know, you trying to survive because it's like a lot going on. I get you got a kid and work be working and you know, you focus on some stuff, but you got to take care of yourself. And I know that, look, that's logical. Like, that's like, I don't, that's why this is audio only. I don't, this ain't a clip, you know, like, this is common sense. You got to take care of yourself, but knowing that you got to take care of yourself and actually taking care of yourself when you in the thick of it is, those are two different things. It's funny. I was just like, wow. And I thought it made me just think how much stuff am I neglecting? And, you know, I'm the type that like a good haircut and you can line my beard up where my beard is bearding, like, you can't tell me nothing for at least 6 hours. Like, I think I'm fine as fuck for like 6 hours. Now, I think around 6 hours and 15 minutes to start wearing off a little bit in the regular self-esteem come back. But for those 6 hours, you can't tell me nothing. But I didn't cut back from getting my hair cut like once a month now, because, you know, grinding, saving. Let's catch up on this bill. Oh, we got so much to do. A car, you know, this, that. Like, some of the beer stuff that I do, which, that's a whole process in itself. And, you know, trying to get beer sponsorships and everything, but you're not taking care of yourself. I was like, huh. As you start looking at, I start thinking about some of the stuff that I've neglected or said that I don't have to buy right now, or I'll just make do with this. It's almost going back to how I was living when I wasn't working for those 9 months. Actually, to some degree, it's probably worse. Yeah. So, you know, it's hard to fathom that you're spending that much time not taking care of yourself. And it made me think about so many people I know in my life that want to make sure that everybody else is good. And for some reason, for whether it's upbringing that you never really dealt with in therapy or self-esteem, or just that you're just that person that you're a giver. And then when you want to be poured into, you're upset because no one's pouring into you like you pour into them. But anytime somebody has offered it to you, you turn it down. Or they ask you and you be like, I don't care. I don't really have anything. Don't worry about me. We created the monsters in our lives. And why not create one more monster that it's you, that you're voicing for you what you want and what you need? And sometimes when you're in that mode, you can't fathom it. I had one friend tell me, they were like, talking to me, it was like, yeah, I'm craving. I don't think I'm about to get crab legs, you know, for dinner. And I was like, my mind just did like a, it just melted. Excuse me. Because I was like, I couldn't fathom eating crab legs because of how I've been so, I don't want to say broke, because broke is a mentality. But not as financially fruitful as I would like to be. You know, so I couldn't, I was like, maybe tune out the packet. And I had to think about that too. I was like, dude, you know, like, Publix will steam you like a little cluster of crab legs. It ain't gonna be that much. It's not crazy. You know what I mean? It's not crazy. But it's when you get into that mentality and you just stop. You don't even take care of the. You don't even sit there and do the meals that you want to do, or just basic maintenance. Like, you can take a shower and put some lotion on, and just take. It's going back to the episode from last month with Janelle. Like, you can put some lotion on for like 10 minutes. You got 10 minutes to just. I ain't gonna say touch yourself, you know, and not in that way. I mean, you could, but you got time for that. You got time to read or just have a glass of wine and sit on the couch. If that's whatever you want to do, you know, get you a pedicure. I'm feeling my feet right now. Ooh. It's been a while. It's about that time. So yeah, it Miss Margaret, the nurse practitioner there at that urgent care, definitely helped me put things in perspective. And I'm not gonna sit there and say, oh, yep, I learned my lesson, and now and going forward, because it's linear. I mean, it's not linear, honest, obviously. This type of learning, this type of personal and self-growth is not linear. And because it's not, you kind of just got to, when you have those revelations, you got to hold on to it. You got to sit there and you got to think about it. It took you a long time to get this way. So it's going to take you a while to get out of it. But, you know, that's the whole point of the podcast, 1% better every day, that thing. So, is there a damn challenge? Excuse me. Well, my first challenge is me taking this medicine that I got and taking my black ass to bed. So, that's my challenge this week. Try to get some rest. But my second challenge, and the challenge I want to issue to all of us, is something simple and something hard, not something clickbait worthy. Just take an opportunity to do something for you. 10 minutes. 10 minutes. In the span of an entire week, I know you can give me 10 minutes that don't require you doing something else. 10 minutes. Just do something for you. I personally, I'm gonna start it off because sometimes I give these damn challenges and everything, and then you be like, oh, it's easier said than done. So let me put myself on the spot. What am I gonna do for myself? 10 minutes. I think. Well, you know what? I'm going to clean my ears, and I know that sounds crazy, but like I said, the way she looked at me. And I always like, oh, you know, I can hear and everything. It's fine. I'm going to take the time, clean my ears, and maybe take a little extra time, like Janelle said last month, to like lotion my body. Not the quick, okay, I'm on the run. Just rub it in real fast. I just took the shower. I'm running late. Just sit here. While I'm watching TV, just lotion my entire body. You know? Those small things. So, that's what I'll leave you with this week. If this episode resonated, share it. It's available on all podcasts and platforms. So until next time, I'll see you next week. Thank you for joining me this week on It's About Damn Time. Hey, if you like what you heard, follow this podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and IG, and join the conversation on this week's episode. Link to all my socials in the show notes. You can also show love by simply giving me a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And of course, for more blogs, pods, and other digital content, go to thewholedamnshow.com. Until next time, I'll see you next week.